The Steiner Studio Lot is the largest film and TV production complex on the East Coast. 49 television and cable series are produced in New York.
You're good.
Most of them on Steiner's 16 sound stages. Among them, such popular programs as Blue Bloods, Empire.
That's how you close a case.
Here's the thing.
And Madam Secretary. Luis Castro is with the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment.
Television has really spearheaded this growth, and that is in part because of a real explosion in a demand for scripted content. So we've got cable networks, we've got new digital platforms that have been looking to and have been commissioning new scripted work, and it's really meant a lot of new production happening on the television front.
55-year-old Doug Steiner is behind much of this growth. He leased part of what used to be the old Navy Yard from the city to start his production business, and now has 28,000 square meters of production space, plus another 28,000 he's leased for construction of more facilities. He got financial help from the city and state.
We spearheaded the creation of a tax credit for film and TV. It pays for itself because of the infrastructure that's here and the crew base that's here. It has been a huge generator of jobs. It's created direct and indirect, I think, about 85,000 jobs at this point, and about, I think, $8.5 billion of economic activities.
If Steiner is right, and the city continues the program of training people from all walks of life, Commissioner Castro says it means great things for New York and New Yorkers.
It means jobs. Good, middle-class, well-paying jobs for New Yorkers, whether it's as script supervisors, as production assistants, as set decorators. Really, there are a tremendous number of opportunities in filmed entertainment in New York City that are possible because of the great amount of production that happens here.
The Navy Yard was created in the 1800s when Thomas Jefferson was president, and great ships that served the nation were built right here. Now it's home to great stories that entertain the nation. Bernard Schussman, VOA News, Brooklyn, New York.